Yeah, went up to the Big Apple over the weekend. It's a long drive. Never drive it. It's a mistake. Mistake driving. I hit this traffic jam. Oh, God, you think we got traffic in D.C.? You want to see the Midtown Tunnel. You hit that baby wrong? Man, oh, man, I'm bumper to bumper traffic. I'm in the Midtown Tunnel. I got to go to the bathroom, and I look out the window of my car. You know, everybody's got their windows rolled down. Everybody's looking out what's going on. I say to the guy in back of me, I said, buddy, the line of traffic we are stuck in looks like it's about 10 miles long.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
You're telling me I got to go to the bathroom here. They got these guards that walk in and out of the tunnel. You know, they got these little booths they sit in. I yelled, hey, buddy! What's the start of this traffic here? What's the start? But he wasn't paying attention. He was talking to another guy. Talking to another guy.
That's your nap bad, Debra.
Hey.
We all been to that one, bro. That one you do all the way through the zone, man. That's it.
Excuse me.
All of it.
Excuse me. The traffic situation.
Now that's what's happening.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Yeah. I was going, what about the moonwalking, though?
Excuse me, sir, we're stuck in traffic here in the tunnel. How much longer is this going to be? I mean, you know, people got to get places. People got to go places.
You're
going
to straighten out the kinks.
The kinks. The tunnel's been here for 70 years already. You can't straighten out the kinks. I cry it out loud there. But I am in discomfort. I got to use the facility, if you know what I'm saying.
Brother.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother, man.
Well, do something about
it. What you got there?
It's pain. Is what
you know what? We got a thing.
What?
Series of these things.
No, wait a minute. A series of traffic jams I don't need. I tell you what, I'm going to, when this traffic moves and I get in this tunnel, I'm going to set the record for the 100-yard dash in about, you know, 40
That's
bad,
man.
Seconds. Yeah.
That is bad.
I mean, look at me.
You ain't never done on a record before.
I'll do the record.
That's bad, brother.
Believe me.
That is bad. Believe me.
No, you believe me.
Believe me.
No, you believe me.
Believe me, that's bad.
All right. I believe you. Well, finally, I started getting upset. And I said, look, you don't move this traffic. I'm going to take this four-wheel drive of mine. I'm going to put it in low lock. And I'll move it for you. You don't understand? Now move it down. I can't believe that you were just going to stand there and openly defy me.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you're just going to sit there in your little booth in the tunnel and laugh at me in the traffic?
That's right. I said your mama.
Now, wait a minute here. Maybe you don't understand me. I have got to go in your bathroom here.
Your mama.
And if I sit here any longer, I'm going to be in great distress.
Your mama.
Because you don't care if I sit here fouling myself, I suppose.
That's right. I said your mama.
Now, wait a minute. It's your job as a tunnel guard to walk up there and see what the holdup is on the traffic. That's your job. Hey, you keep out. I'm talking to this guard here. You know, the city of New York pays you good money to move this traffic here.
Come
on. You tell me, you're just going to collect your big fat check and do nothing.
That's right. I said,
come on. Now, wait a minute here. I'm getting upset. Yeah. Well, I finally climbed out of the truck and I went walking over there, and the guy could see I had fire in my eyes. He said, all right, you can use my little booth here. Use me. It's got like little drains in it because there's natural condensation in the tunnel. He said, you can use my booth. Because I was hot, buddy. I was hot. I mean, I was going to snatch that guy out of there. And you know how it gets when you just see red. So I walked in there, and he left me alone in there. And, you know, nobody can see what's happening. It's kind of actually dignified because the booth is glass, but yet it comes, like, way beyond waist high. So you have your privacy and dignity. So I'm just standing there saying, oh! And the guy's standing outside the booth, and I'm saying, oh, man. Oh, man, one of the most underrated pleasures of the modern world. He said, oh, you feel better? I said, yes, I do. Thank you very much. Hey, you got any toilet paper? Yeah.